tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is David Lopato. The album's called Short Stories, and we'll check into the track Prince of Darkness. Then Dave Young Quartet. The album's called June Night, and we'll check into the title track. Let's dig in.
Thank you. Thank you. Up next on our queue is the creative sounds of Jesse Fisher. Jesse Fisher is a multi-instrumentalist that combines jazz, hip-hop, and electronica into a hip exploration of arranging jazz standards and pushing them as creatively as possible to bring out new visceral capacities of the music. We're going to check into the track, The Intrepid Fox, from his album, Flipped 2.
Thank you.
Up next is Chris Monson. From his album Seldom in the Well, we're going to listen to the track Where the Leaf Has Been.
Next up is Jennifer Madsen. The album's called Reimagine. We'll check into the classic tune in the wee small hours of the morning. Let's check it out.
In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, of counting sheep, 2, 3, 4, oh. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you be his if only he would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, When the sun is high in the afternoon sky, you can always find something to do. But from dusk to dawn, as the clock ticks on, something happens to you. In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the boy, and never ever think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be his if only he would call.
Bird note. Yellow-eyed juncos can be found shuffling through leaf litter in the southeast corner of Arizona and central Mexico, searching for tasty seeds from pines and oaks. And although these fire-eyed birds stay within the same general area year-round, they sometimes make a migration of sorts, not from north to south, but from the high mountains to the lowlands or the other way around. It's called altitudinal migration. In the warm summer months, some yellow-eyed juncos prefer to nest at higher elevations where their nests on the ground are less vulnerable to predators. But as winter approaches, the scarcity of food in the snowy peaks often pushes the juncos back down to the desert floor. This altitudinal migration is common for many bird species that live along mountain slopes. Another intriguing migrant, the American